फॉरेन कंट्रीब्यूशन रेगुलेशन एक्ट 2010 प्रोविजन ऑन एक्सेप्टेंस ऑफ फॉरेन कंट्रीब्यूशन सेक्शन 3 सर्टेन पर्सन्स एंड ऑर्गेनाइजेशन प्रोहिबिटेड फ्रॉम एक्सेप्टिंग फॉरेन कंट्रीब्यूशन कैंडिडेट ऑफ इलेक्शन कॉरेस्पॉन्डेंट कॉलमनिस्ट कार्टूनिस्ट एडिटर ऑनर प्रिंटर और पब्लिशर ऑफ ए रजिस्टर्ड न्यूज़पेपर मेंबर ऑफ एनी लेजिस्लेचर पॉलिटिकल पार्टी और ऑफिस बियरर ऑफ पॉलिटिकल पार्टी जज गवर्नमेंट सर्वेंट और एम्प्लॉय ऑफ एनी कॉरपोरेशन और एनी अदर बॉडी कंट्रोल्ड और ओन्ड बाय द गवर्नमेंट एनी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन विच हैज़ बीन स्पेसिफाइड एज एन ऑर्गेनाइजेशन ऑफ पॉलिटिकल नेचर अंडर सेक्शन 5 एसोसिएशन और कंपनी एंगेज इन प्रोडक्शन और ब्रॉडकास्ट ऑफ ऑडियो न्यूज ऑडियो विजुअल न्यूज करंट अफेयर्स प्रोग्राम थ्रू एनी इलेक्ट्रॉनिक मोड और एनी अदर इलेक्ट्रॉनिक फॉर्म और एनी अदर मोड ऑफ मास कम्युनिकेशन कॉरेस्पॉन्डेंट और कॉलमनिस्ट कार्टूनिस्ट एडिटर ऑनर और ऑफ द एसोसिएशन और कंपनी रेफर्ड इन क्लॉज जी प्रोहिबिशन ऑन रिसीविंग एनी करेंसी फ्रॉम ए फॉरेन सोर्स ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ अदर पर्सन नो पर्सन शैल डिलीवर सच एंड रिसीविंग करेंसी फ्रॉम ए फॉरेन सोर्स ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ पर्सन और क्लास ऑफ पर्सन रेफर्ड इन सेक्शन 9 शैल डिलीवर सच करेंसी टू एनी पर्सन अदर देन ए पर्सन ऑन होम इट वॉज रेफर्ड whom it was received or to any person if he knows or he has reasonable cause to believe that such other person intends or likely to deliver such currency to a person other than the person from whom such currency was received. Prohibition of Section 3 on acceptance of foreign contribution by any person covered under Section 3 under section 3 in certain cases no prohibition on acceptance of foreign contribution by any person covered under section 3 under certain cases salary wages or other remuneration due to him or due to any group of persons working under him receipt of foreign contribution in ordinary course of business Receipt of foreign contribution for international trade or commerce in ordinary course of business transacted by him outside India. Foreign contribution received as agent of a foreign source which relates to any transaction made by foreign source with central or state governments. Foreign contribution received by way of gift or presentation made to him by any member of Indian delegation provided such gift or present is accepted in accordance with the rules made by CG in this regard foreign contribution received from a relative any person who receives foreign contribution in excess of 1 lakh or equivalent thereto in one financial year from any or all his relatives shall inform CG in form FC1 within 30 days from the date of receipt of such contribution. Or ordinary course foreign contribution in ordinary course of business through any official channel, post office or any authorized person received in the form of scholarship or stipend. Restriction on acceptance of foreign hospitality section 6 prior permission shall be required for accepting foreign hospitality by any of the following categories of person while they are visit on to any country or territory outside India member of legislature office bearers judges employees of any corporation controlled by government servants no permission of central government if any person suddenly falls ill during a visit outside India he requires emergency medical aid. Person receiving hospitality shall give an intimation to CG. Intimation shall be given within 1 month. Intimation shall contain the following details: full details including source, approximate value, purpose of foreign hospitality utilized, manner in which foreign hospitality was utilized. However, no such intimation is required in case medical aid is up to 1 lakh or equivalent there. Transfer of foreign contribution to a person who has been granted certificate or prior permission. A person who has been granted a certificate of registration or permission under Section 12 and receive any foreign contribution may transfer to a person who jisko certificate or permission mil gaya hai under Section 12. Both जो transfer कर रहा है और recipient दोनों ensure proper utilization of foreign contribution and it is reflected in the returns of FC4. Form FC4, a transfer of foreign contribution to a person who has not been granted certificate or prior permission. Certificate or registration of prior permission under Section 12 receives any foreign contribution may transfer to a person who not granted the certificate of registration or prior permission under Section 12 may transfer by satisfying the following conditions: prior approval of CG is obtained, amount of transfer does not exceed 10% of total value of foreign contribution received during financial year, recipient has not been proceeded against under any of the provisions of this act. Such transfer is in accordance with the terms and conditions as may be prescribed by the central government. Restrictions to utilize the foreign contribution for administrative purposes under Section 8. Conditions with respect to utilization of foreign contribution. When a person who is granted a certificate of registration or prior permission under Section 12 receive a foreign contribution, he shall utilize for the purpose for which contribution has been received. Foreign contribution or any income shall not arising out of it shall not be used for speculative businesses. Following activities to be treated as speculative business: activity or investment that has an element of risk of appreciation or depreciation, participation in any scheme that promises high returns like investment in chit or land or similar asset not directly linked to declared aims and objectives. A debt-based secure investment shall not be treated as speculative investment. Limit of utilization of foreign contribution for administrative purposes. When a person who is granted a certificate of registration of prior permission under Section 12 receive foreign contribution, he shall not defray as far as possible such sum not more exceeding 50% of contribution received in financial year to meet administrative expenses. However, administrative expenses exceeding 50% of such contribution may be defrayed with prior approval of CG. Element including administrative expenses and manner of calculation shall be prescribed by CG. Section 9. Power of CG to prohibit receipt of foreign contribution, etc. in certain cases. Prohibit any person or organization from accepting any foreign contribution. Require any person to obtain prior permission of CG before accepting foreign contribution. Require person to furnish intimation as to the receipt of foreign hospitality सोर्स और मैनर ऑफ सच फॉरेन हॉस्पिटैलिटी रिसीव रिक्वायर एनी पर्सन टू फर्निश इंटीमेशन एज टू फॉरेन कंट्रीब्यूशन रिसीव्ड सोर्स मैनर पर्पस फॉर विच फॉरेन कंट्रीब्यूशन इज यूटिलाइज्ड रिक्वायर एनी पर्सन स्पेसिफाइड इन सेक्शन 11 टू ऑब्टेन प्रायर परमिशन ऑफ सीजी बिफोर एक्सेप्टिंग ऑफ फॉरेन कंट्रीब्यूशन क्राइटेरिया फॉर इम्पोजिंग प्रोविजन नो ऑर्डर शैल बी मेड अंडर दिस सेक्शन अनलेस सीजी इज सेटिस्फाइड दैट एक्सेप्टेंस ऑफ फॉरेन कंट्रीब्यूशन और फॉरेन हॉस्पिटैलिटी बाय सच पर्सन इज लाइकली टू अफेक्ट द सॉवरनिटी एंड इंटीग्रिटी ऑफ इंडिया पब्लिक इंटरेस्ट फ्रीडम और फेयरनेस ऑफ इलेक्शन फ्रेंडली रिलेशन विद एनी फॉरेन स्टेट हारमोनी बिटवीन रिलीजियस रेशियल सोशल लिंग्विस्टिक और रीजनल ग्रुप्स कास्ट और कम्युनिटीज पावर टू प्रोहिबिट पेमेंट ऑफ करेंसी रिसीव्ड इन कंट्रावेंशन ऑफ दिस एक्ट पावर टू इम्पोज प्रोहिबिशन ऑन ट्रांसफर एटसेट्रा ऑफ आर्टिकल्स करेंसी सीजी इंक्वायरी करवा सकती है जिसकी कस्टडी में फॉरेन करेंसी है उसने इस एक्ट का कंट्रावेंशन किया है या नहीं अगर सीजी सेटिस्फाई होती है कि उसने कंट्रावेंशन किया है तो वो उसको प्रॉफिट कर सकती है किसी को भी पे करने से डिलीवर करने से ट्रांसफर करने से और उस डीलिंग विद फॉरेन सच आर्टिकल करेंसी और सिक्योरिटी सीजी उसको रिटर्न ऑर्डर में परमिट भी कर सकती है उसको यूज करने के लिए विद कंडीशंस और उस ऑर्डर की कॉपी उस बंदे को देंगे उसके बाद द पर्सन जिसको भी प्रोहिबिट किया है वो उस ऑर्डर को फॉलो करेगा शैल नॉट पे डिलीवर ट्रांसफर और डील विद सच आर्टिकल ए पर्सन हैविंग डेफिनेट कल्चरल इकोनॉमिक एजुकेशनल रिलीजियस और सोशल प्रोग्राम shall not accept any foreign contribution unless he such person obtains a certificate of registration or prior permission. Validity of prior permission for the specific purpose permission shall be valid for specific purpose and from such specific source. A person registered under the old act deemed to be registered under the new act. Person who has registered under Foreign Contribution Act 1976 shall deem to be registered under Foreign Contribution Act 2010. Effect of contravention, unreceived amount shall not be received, unutilized amount shall not be utilized. CG may by notification specify the person or class of persons who shall obtain prior permission before accepting foreign contribution areas in which foreign contribution shall be accepted and utilized with prior permission purposes for which foreign contribution shall be utilized sources from which foreign contribution shall be received grant of certificate of registration or prior permission application for obtaining certificate of registration or prior permission application to CG shall be made under section 11 shall be made in such form and manner and along with such fee as may be prescribed application shall be made electronically in form C3 application shall be uploaded the signed or digitally signed application along with scanned documents applicant shall open exclusive bank account Rejection of application on receipt of application if for grant of certificate of registration of prior permission CG may reject application if application not in prescribed form does not contain any of particulars in that form regard the reason for such rejection and furnish a copy of reasons to the applicant Grant of Certificate of Registration or Prior Permission CG may grant a Certificate of Registration or prior permission if it's in opinion that the certain conditions of granting a certificate of registration or prior permission are satisfied. CG may make inquiry in regards to foreign as it deems fit. CG may issue certificate with subject to certain terms and conditions where CG is of the opinion that conditions are specified in 12.4 are satisfied. Ordinary CG 90 din mein registration grant karegi. CG shall communicate अगर रीज़न ग्रांट नहीं होता तो 90 दिन के अंदर रीजन्स कम्युनिकेट करेगी क्यों ग्रांट नहीं हुआ. रजिस्ट्रेशन वैलिड होगा 5 साल के लिए. प्रायर परमिशन शैल बी वैलिड फॉर द स्पेसिफिक पर्पस और स्पेसिफिक अमाउंट. द एप्लीकेंट कंडीशंस अंडर सेक्शन 12.4. द एप्लीकेंट इज नॉट फिक्टिशियस और बेनामी. हैज नॉट been prosecuted or convicted for indulging activities aimed at conversion through inducement or force directly or indirectly from one religion to another. Not been prosecuted or convinced for creating communal tension or disharmony in any specified district or any other part of country. Has not been guilty for misutilization of fund. Is not engaged or likely to engage in propagation of sedition or advocate violent methods to achieve its ends. Is not likely to use foreign contribution for personal gain. Has not contravened any of provisions of this act. Has not been prohibited from accepting foreign contribution. B. The applicant has undertaken reasonable activity in its chosen field for benefit of society for which foreign contribution is received. Applicant has prepared a reasonable project for benefit of society for which foreign contribution is to be utilized. In case of applicant is an individual, such individual has neither been convicted under any law for the time being in force or for any prosecution for which offense is pending against him. In case of applicant in other than individual, none of directors or office bearers has been convicted under any law for time being in force and no prosecution for such offense is pending against any of them. A foreign contribution is not likely to affect sovereignty and integrity of India's security, strategic, scientific or economic interest of the state, public interest, freedom or fairness of election to any legislature, friendly relation with foreign state, harmony between religious, racial, social, linguistic, regional, communal, caste or community. The acceptance of foreign contribution shall not lead to incitement of an offense, shall not endanger the life or physical safety of any person. Suspension of certificate of registration, section 13. Condition for suspension of certificate of registration. Question: as to whether certificate of registration should be cancelled on any of ground mentioned in section 14 is pending before CG. Pending such calculation, CG is satisfied that it is necessary to suspend the certificate and reasons are recorded in writing. Period of suspension shall not be more than 180 days. Consequence of suspension of certificate of registration: shall not receive any foreign contribution. CG may, on an application made by such person, if it is considered appropriate, allow such person to receive contribution on terms and conditions as may be specified. Up to 25% of unutilized foreign contribution may be spent with prior approval of CG. The remaining 75% of unutilized foreign contribution shall be utilized only after revocation of suspension. Every person whose certificate has been suspended shall not utilize the foreign contribution in his custody except with prior approval. Section 14. Cancellation of Certificate of Registration. Conditions for cancellation of certificate of registration. Inquiry karegi CG is bare mein. CG satisfied hai ki grounds jo hai wo sahi hai, tab uske baad reasonable opportunity of being heard ke baad cancellation ho jayega. Grounds for cancellation of certificate of registration. Holder of certificate made an incorrect or false statement, violated any of the terms and conditions of certificate or renewal thereof, necessary in public interest, violated any of provisions of this act or rules or order, not been engaged in any reasonable activity for two consecutive years, or has become defunct, effect of cancellation, shall not be eligible for registration or grant of prior permission for a period of 3 years. An amount of foreign contribution lying unutilized is exclusively foreign contribution. Bank account of a person whose certificate has been cancelled shall vest with the bank concerned till any further direction. Management of foreign contribution of person whose certificate has been cancelled. Any assets created out of foreign contribution which is in his custody shall vest in such authority as may be prescribed. Management of activity of persons whose certificate of registration is cancelled. Authority prescribed by CG may manage the activities of the person concerned if authority considers is necessary, it is in public interest. The activities of such person may be managed by authority for such period and such manner as CG may direct. Authority may utilize foreign contribution for managing activities of person, dispose of assets created, return of foreign contribution of assets. If authority shall return the foreign contribution and assets vested upon it to the person concerned in foreign country, if person concerned is subsequently registered under this act. Renewal of certificate. Every person shall get its certificate renewed for the purpose application to CG di jayegi 6 months before the expiry of certificate of registration. If person fails to make application, his application may be accepted if not later than 4 months after the date of expiry. Explain the reasons for not submitting and has sufficient grounds. The application of removal be in such form, manner and fee as may be prescribed. Renewal of certificate by CG, ordinarily within 90 days. If CG does not renew, then reasons for the same shall be communicated. Renewal shall be applicable for a period of 5 years. Terms and conditions may be specified. Refusal to renew the certificate if person has violated any of the provisions of this act. Effect of non-making the application of renewal. If no application of registration is received by CG or such application is not accompanied by requisite fee, the validity of the certificate of registration of such person shall be deemed to be have ceased from the date of completion of 5 years from the date of grant of registration. Every एक्सक्लूसिव बैंक अकाउंट फॉर रिसीविंग फॉरेन कंट्रीब्यूशन। एवरी पर्सन हु जिसको सर्टिफिकेट मिला है सेक्शन 12 में सिंगल बैंक अकाउंट ओपन करेगा वन ऑफ द ब्रांचेस ऑफ द बैंक एज ही मे स्पेसिफाई इन द एप्लीकेशन ऑफ ग्रांट ऑफ सर्टिफिकेट। वन और मोर बैंक अकाउंट्स कैन बी ओपनड फॉर यूटिलाइजिंग फॉरन कंट्रीब्यूशन रिसीव्ड बाई हिम बाय टेकिंग परमिशन अंडर सेक्शन 12। नो फंड्स अदर देन फॉरन कंट्रीब्यूशन शैल बी रिसीव्ड और डिपॉजिटेड इन सच बैंक अकाउंट। एवरी ड्यूटी ऑफ बैंक टू रिपोर्ट। एवरी बैंक एंड द ऑथराइज्ड पर्सन इन फॉरन एक्सचेंज शैल रिपोर्ट द फॉलोइंग पर्टिकुलर्स टू CG। प्रेस्क्राइब्ड अमाउंट ऑफ फॉरन रिमिटेंस, source and manner in which foreign remittance was received, other particulars. The bank shall report to CG within 48 hours any transaction in respect of receipt of foreign contribution by any person, utilization of foreign contribution, whether or not such person is registered or granted prior permission under this act, intimation of foreign contribution received and utilized. जिसको सर्टिफिकेट मिला है वो CG को एंड सच अदर अथॉरिटी जो CG प्रेस्क्राइब करेगी उनको इंटीमेट करेगा टाइम एंड मैनर जो भी रूल्स में बताया जाएगा। इंटीमेशन में ये 5 चीज़ें होंगी, अमाउंट, सोर्स, मैनर, पर्पस, मैनर फॉर विच इन विच फॉरन कंट्रीब्यूशन वाज रिसीव्ड, मैनर इन विच फॉरन कंट्रीब्यूशन वाज यूटिलाइज्ड एंड पर्पस। Certified copy of statement to be submitted along with the intimation. Every person who ever receive foreign contribution shall submit a CG, a copy of statement containing particulars of foreign contribution received by him, certified by the officer of the bank of authorized person, submitted to CG. Intimation of foreign contribution by recipient. Annual report form FC4 signed or digitally signed. Annual report shall reflect foreign contribution received in exclusive bank account, transferred to other bank account for utilization. Annual report shall be accompanied with scanned copies of income and expenditure, receipt and payment, and balance sheet statement of account from bank where the exclusive contribution account is maintained by the officer of any bank, such bank. Annual report shall be submitted within 9 months of the closure of financial year, certified by a chartered accountant. Maintenance of accounts. Every person who has been granted certificate of registration or by permission shall maintain in form and manner as may be prescribed an account of foreign contribution received by him and manner of utilization of foreign contribution received by him. Order of conduct of audit. CG may make an order of audit of books of account kept by the person. CG may authorize any person, the following persons, to conduct such audit: a gazetted officer holding a Group A post under CG, any other officer or authority or organization as CG may deems fit. CG may make such an order if person fails to submit an intimation. Intimation not in accordance with the provisions of law, CG has reasonable reason to believe that act has been contravened. Right of person authorized to conduct audit and right to enter at any reasonable hour before sunset and after sunrise for the purpose of auditing books of account. Confidentiality of information. Any information obtained from audit shall be kept confidential and shall not be disclosed except for the purpose of this act. Disposal of assets created out of foreign contribution ceases to exist or has become defunct, then all assets of such person shall be disposed of in accordance with the provisions contained in any law of time being in force under which person was registered or incorporated. In absence of such law, any notification By notification specified that all such assets shall be disposed of such authority as it may specify. Confiscation of article or currency or security obtained in contravention of this act. An article or currency or security which is seized under section 25 shall be liable to confiscation if such article or currency or security has been adjudged under section 29 to have been received or obtained in contravention of this act.